And right now we are about, about 18 minutes shy of CBS News time. Coming up for you at the top of the hour, it is 22 degrees outside right now. I have on the phone a special guest, Dr. Kaylin Rohde. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Now, what's the temp down in North Carolina this morning there?
Well, we got a little bit of that snowstorm last night, so we got some snow and some ice last night, so it's pretty cold still.
Are the roads pretty bad down there this morning?
Yeah, we have a little bit of black ice, so it's hard to see it, so you just have to go slow.
See, I bet you didn't think you'd be giving, like, a road report this morning.
No, but I did go slow in this morning just to avoid any ice.
If this whole doctor thing doesn't work out for you,
yeah,
there's a possible career change there for you. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to talk about patient safety and disposing of old medications and so forth?
Yes.
That sounds good. Is that something people, they keep these old medications in their medicine cabinet and they just sit there and there's a possibility they could take something that doesn't work for them anymore?
Correct, yeah. So I think there's two risks that come to mind when you think about keeping old medications in your cabinet. Number one, it could lead to unintentional use by the person they were prescribed for, which could lead to poisoning, as well as even children, if there are any children in the home or pets. And then the number two reason it's a risk is that it could lead to intentional misuse. So I know the opioid epidemic is a topic right now that's in the news a lot, and I think that if we are able to get these medications out of our homes that we're no longer using or that are expired, it could also help with that issue.
You know, you have the best intentions and thoughts towards your friends and family members, but some of them may have a problem, and they come for a family gathering, you know, like a holiday, and they go through your medicine cabinet looking for stuff. And, you know, that's a possibility. Somebody that has a problem could find some of your medications, you know, the old stuff, and take it.
Yeah, that's very true. And there's one even alarming statistic that goes around that, too, in that 70% of teens, when they were surveyed, and these were high school students, reported that they find it very easy to find prescription medications without a prescription. So I think that kind of speaks to that point that you're just making about that people might be going through your things even though you might not know that, and that it is perceived to be very easy to find these medications.
You know, the thing is, you think, oh, it's just my blood pressure medicine or something like that, which, you know, that's harmless. But it really isn't. If somebody takes it, like a kid, and they have a low blood pressure and they take your blood pressure medicine, it could shoot their blood pressure down very low.
Yes,
by taking
very
it.
True. Very true.
And that could cause a real problem. So some of the medications that we think are you know, relatively harmless because we take them every day, you know, whether it be something for diabetes or what have you, it could be very harmful for somebody that doesn't have a problem.
Yes, that's very true.
And, you know, do you think that doctors are prescribing, since this has been brought to light, opioids a lot less than they were, or is it about the same?
So I think that we're more aware of the issue, and I think, and even in the last 2 years, there's been more research going into this area in particular, where physicians are even trying to understand kind of where are these medications coming from, where is the excess coming from. So I do think that in the near future, too, we might see some changes in practices of prescribing. And right now, I think we're kind of more in the information gathering phase, where we're just trying to understand a little bit more about where the surplus is coming from.
You know what I think makes it kind of sad is the people that are abusing the opioids make it bad for people who really could benefit from having them, you know, for their pain relief or what have you, just for normal usage. A lot of doctors may be reluctant to prescribe them because of the epidemic.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me like that could be that could definitely be the case. So what is the best way? Let's say I have old medications that are out of date. What's the best way for me to get rid of those? They say not to flush them down the toilet.
Correct. Yeah, so there's two methods that I would recommend. There are these national drug take-back events that occur twice a year that are sponsored by the DEA, and there's actually one coming up here on April 28th of this year, so that would be a great time for everybody to talk to their local pharmacists or their law enforcement officers as well, because they're usually co-sponsored with a law enforcement officer and like a local pharmacy, for example. And what they are is they're events that you can bring these expired or unused medications in, and then they will actually get rid of them for you, which is really helpful. And then it also prevents the medications from entering the environment. So going down the toilet, for example, so it's a great resource to use. And then there's another method, too, that is becoming more popular, and they're registered collection containers. So these usually are going to be found in community pharmacies. And they're little kiosks that you can bring, again, these expired medications or unused medications in, and then we, like the pharmacy group, will be responsible for getting rid of them safely for you. So I think that's a resource that UNC has used more recently as we've implemented those collection containers.
Now, Dr. Rohde, is there a good way for people to store their medications? Do you have any suggestions for a safe way to store them so that prying eyes won't get to the medications?
Yeah, and I do recommend that usually you always want to store them in a cool, dry place that's secure. So I know a lot of people think that their medicine cabinet is a great location to store medications because that's the name of the cabinet after all, too. But if you have a shower present in your bathroom, that could lead to a lot of humidity exposure to your medications. So my recommended locations would be a linen closet outside of your bathroom if you have one of those available, and then think about the top shelf of that linen closet, or even a cabinet in the kitchen. If there's no food items in that cabinet, think about the top shelf of a cabinet in your kitchen, and then ensuring that they're secure if you have, for example, children or pets in the home, too, that could access them, making sure that they're in a lockbox or a container that's really difficult for a child to open.
That's awesome. That's really good tips. Anything else you wanted to discuss while we're on here? I know we talked about the traffic earlier, you know, there in North Carolina.
Correct.
Hopefully the weather's going to be getting better for you there.
Yes, I think this will be the last ice storm before we hit spring. So,
which will be fantastic. Is there a website, Dr. Rohde, where...
There's some resources. So if you guys have more want more information related to proper disposal or storage of your medications, the two websites I would recommend going to are the DEA's website and the FDA's website. So they have a lot of information on there of how to get rid of your medications appropriately. And then if you have general questions about the safety of your medications at home, another great resource is the website called safemedication.com. So I would check out both of those resources if you have any further questions.
Sounds excellent. Well, Dr. Kaylin Rohde, a pleasure having you on this morning, and thank you so much for this valuable info. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too.